You're listening to the Geekly Chronicles, recorded on the 8th of March. This week, Ben and I were talking about all sorts of interesting things that have been happening in the tech world over the last 2 weeks.
That's right, there have been a whole bunch of slatey, tablety goodness things going on in the tech world. Lots of great previews of cool stuff coming out. And we've also been looking at some of your tweets, exam results, and generally seeing what you have to say.
That's right. So, without further ado,
it's time to play the music.
It's time to light the lights.
Let's get geekly.
You're listening to the Geekly Chronicles with Ben and James. They're never going to give you up.
Yes. I get distracted whenever I look at Twitter. It's not really good if I'm trying to...
Just reinforcing the fact that men can't multitask. When as soon as you stop thinking about what you're saying and concentrate on Twitter, everything dries up.
Yeah, I'm not very good at the whole multitasking thing,
unfortunately. It's okay, because I'm with you on that. I'm not good at multitasking either.
Lovely. So now that we've talked about multitasking, let's actually multitask. Thanks to everyone that's kind of tweeting about their results already. We have some people in here. Tom Regular Listener says, I see what you did there. Ha! That's great. Kevin says, I got a C in science. So happy, thought I would fail miserably. That's positive thinking for you.
Mm. Yes.
Connor, I got 2 U's and a D. A-levels are hard. I need to work harder. I think maybe you do with results like that.
Although I can sympathise, A-levels are hard. I have no problem in admitting I spectacularly failed my A-level in maths with a U.
So. I did not get great A-level results either. So I suppose we're not really great poster children for how to do really well in your exams. But, hey, do something you're passionate about. It's all good. But, you know, exam results, not the end of the world. Keep working, keep trying, do things that you love, you'll get somewhere.
Exactly. It's how awesome you are, not how awesome your results are.
It's almost cheesy. So almost cheesy, it's resolutionary.
Oh, God. So,
it's been quite an eventful week, technology-wise. We will keep giving your shout-outs. I mean, we've shouted out to Kevin, to Tom, to George, to Connor. Are they all the people that went in? Josh says that results day went better than expected for me.
But it doesn't say why.
With a face that... I never get that, because it's like the start of the crying smiley, but with a happy thing. So is that like tears of joy?
I think it's a person who's squinting.
It looks like a dimple. It's like someone with a dimple.
Dimple.
Yeah, okay, so dimple face.
what do we think? Is dimple face good?
I don't know. We'll leave that to Josh to decide. Josh, we've given you your results day shout out. Now, can we call you Dimple Face? Is that a compliment?
We can't keep nicknaming all of our listeners.
Well, we've got Tom Regular Listener, and he actually changed his name to Tom Regular Listener. So yeah. That's a good name, at least.
Yeah, true. Not one to put on your business card.
Josh says it's crying with happiness. That's good. I mean, I suppose having dimples does mean that the tears would get caught and kind of pool.
They'd well up.
There.
And then you just have pools of tears in your face all day.
You'd have it's like double crying. Well, we're really debating life, the universe and everything here on Geekly this evening. Thanks for tuning in. So, the tech news in the last week. Quite a lot of really cool stuff happening.
Should we be chronological? Should we start way back when, 2 weeks ago?
Okay, let's start way back when, 2 weeks ago. What was happening 2 weeks ago?
Well, we hadn't seen what with the finest announcement of MWC was, which was the Windows 8 Consumer Preview launch.
Yeah, lots of really cool stuff announced at MWC as well. There was the
Nokia PureView camera, wasn't there?
Yeah, so it's a 41 megapixel camera in a phone.
Yeah.
So... Instantly, so there are a few little issues with this, right? 41 megapixel refers to the sensor, and a lot of what takes good photos is in the lens. And so while, yeah, it's going to have an all right lens on it, it's still a phone camera, so it's never going to take as... I don't think it's ever going to take as nice photos as an SLR, but...
No, I agree, but they do have some phenomenal technology that goes into their lenses, and that 41 megapixel... That thing is a little bit misleading because actually, for every pixel in the picture, because the pictures are only about 5 megapixels when you actually take them, but they are oversampled, so you actually get a really noise-free picture at the end of it. So
right.
Like, it's a beast of a camera, like it's a proper little chunk, but the quality of the photos is amazing.
Right, so you get good quality photos of like half the inside of your pocket and half a hand, because nobody takes a good phone camera picture, do they?
Well... you might not. You might do a bit of, you know, bum photography when you sit on your phone, but I think other people are probably quite good at them. Certainly the ones they had to demo were pretty good.
Yeah, true, I suppose. But then you think about how well, like at the iPad launch last night where they were showing these beautifully taken photos, and you think if you're at a concert and you're holding up an iPad, are you really going to have a photo that is framed that well?
It's a bit Dom Jolly-esque. People, you know, it's like when he brings out that giant mobile phone and starts screaming into it.
I'm at a concert.
Yeah, I'm just taking a picture.
Look at this, it's HD video. but yeah, we've got... there was loads of other great stuff coming out of MWC. I mean, that Nokia phone, I think it's much more of a proof of concept, if anything. It feels like it's quite a nice step forward technology-wise, but I don't think that many people are going to rush out and buy one.
No, exactly. And it runs Symbian, so it's not going to have the snappiest performance or anything like that. But I agree, like it just shows what you can do these days.
Yeah, although, I mean, Symbian Bell looks really nice. It's just not supported. Who writes Symbian apps?
Well, Nokia, but...
Well, yeah, okay, fair enough. There were lots of other great announcements coming out of Mobile World Congress. I mean, there was was it a Samsung phone that had a built-in Pico projector?
Wow. That doesn't surprise me, actually, but that's pretty cool.
And while cool, like, you couldn't plug a PC into it, so you couldn't use the Pico projector to
project your PC,
project your desktop or whatever. Uh-huh. But also think of the battery drain. So, I mean, it's really cool concept, but until we've got better batteries, surely that's just going to mean that we end up with... a phone that runs out of charge quicker, that I could maybe show people my text messages and the odd phone video on.
The thing is, I mean, that we could get into that debate about the fact that technology in smartphones is accelerating faster than battery capacity, because, you know, certainly my past two or three smartphones, they've all been brilliant for the time, but trying to get more than a day out of them, they're just utterly useless.
That's very true, but at the same time, I'm not quite sure we're ready for Pico projectors in phones just yet.
No, just a more dangerous way of sharing your holiday snaps with people that aren't interested.
Well, yeah, and at the end of the day, you think about the amount of dodgy content that some people have on their phones. And for me, it's like, imagine kids at school having Pico projectors on their phones. And so you could hijack the whiteboard. It's like when somebody frapes, it's like you could and I'm not going to say that because it sounds wrong. But
sounds wrong.
You could hijack the whiteboard. And,
you can project all sorts of crazy stuff
Just project a giant cheese onto the whiteboard when the teacher is in fact trying to teach you about gravy or whatever teachers do.
Did I learn about gravy in school?
If you're in school currently, do you learn about gravy? Do you feel that gravy is missing from the curriculum?
Gravy is definitely missing from the curriculum.
Okay, we need to start a campaign. Geekly says gravy.
Yes.
Teach it now.
Teach gravy.
Yeah.
Proper gravy. Not Bisto.
No,
proper
gravy.
Gravy.
Teach people gravy. Anyway, I think we're taking this gravy train away from...
I see what you did there.
Yeah. I'm not sure that I like the quotes that are coming out of me from Twitter right now. But,
some of the tweets.
Oh dear. thanks. So
it's a good job these things aren't permanent, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not like anything you put on the internet is there forever. So, yeah, there was obviously then the Windows 8 consumer preview announced. And Alex has just said, first one to rickroll a classroom with a Pico projector on their phone gets cookies.
Yes, I am definitely... I will buy the person who, with a Pico projector, rickrolls their classroom. I will buy them cookies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be good in school.
And Will here says, I have heard gravy in so many places. You are lucky to go to a school that teaches gravy, Will. Interesting. I'd be interested to hear why you've done that. Okay, so... The Windows 8 consumer preview was also announced at Mobile World Congress. Very exciting. It's a preview. Obviously, still there. I think Microsoft are saying it's still pre-beta in many ways, in that there may well be other releases. This is very much early stages, but it's pretty stable for an early release, I think.
Yeah, so as soon as it was available for download, the first thing I did was, being the geek that I am,
download it.
Yeah. And burned it straight onto DVD and, you know, completely without thinking at all, installed it on my main PC at home. So I've actually been running it for, like a week now. And actually, yeah, I mean, you can tell that it's still a consumer preview. It's exactly that. But it's actually pretty damn good.
Yeah, so I mean, I've got it on a Slate device here, and anyone looking at the webcam should be able to see me playing with that. It's really, really nice on this touchscreen, and I've actually got it on my laptop as well. And I thought I was going to hate it on a desktop. I really didn't. I wasn't sold. But I've actually found it playing quite nicely so far. And it's interesting, and it'd be interesting to see where, where there are improvements made. Certainly, I've seen some great feedback from people around what you could do with mouse gestures to make it easier to use on a desktop. And I think some of that feedback is really cool, and there have been some people in some developer groups that I'm a part of that have been giving great feedback to Microsoft, and I know that they take that stuff on board.
Yeah. I've discovered my favourite keyboard shortcut of Windows 8.
What's that?
So, to bring up the charms bar, Windows key and C.
Yeah, absolutely.
So useful. Because I like to use keyboard shortcuts, and that really bugged me. It's like, how do I get that screen up? Windows key and C, really useful.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing for me, right, is that the behaviour of what you do is still the same. So I was always a fairly heavy keyboard user. And so whenever I wanted to search for an app or a file, I would hit the Windows key on my keyboard and start typing.
Yeah.
And you can still do that, and it still works. So I'm not having to change my behavior at all. It just looks different. And I think that, you know, the developer preview was kind of nice to see, but this, I think, has come on leaps and bounds. And I've been using it on my laptop as a non-touchscreen device, and it's, you know, pretty funky. I'm enjoying it. There are still a few things that don't work, but hey, it's a preview. I'm okay with that. I'm virtualizing Windows 7 within Windows 8 right now. And because Windows 8 now has Hyper-V, so it can do all this 64-bit virtualization, I've been playing with that too. And I did a presentation on it yesterday, and it worked really well. So it didn't die mid-demo. So that's the first test of it. So I think interesting to see where it goes from here.
Yeah, I'm certainly excited to see what apps start to appear in the store as well.
And I think James's lovely other half has just tweeted and has given us a perfect example of that geek non-geek relationship status, where she says, I can't believe I'm going out with someone who has a favourite keyboard shortcut. I think I need to reevaluate some things.
I'm not quite sure how to respond to that.
You've rendered James speechless. This is fantastic.
It's not my favourite keyboard shortcut. I have other, like Control Shift Escape is probably my favourite keyboard
you
shortcut.
You may want to drop the shovel and walk away from the hole at this point in time, James. Something like that. Of course I don't have a favourite keyboard shortcut. I'm more of a man than that. I'm sure I should sweep you off your feet. But
hey, I'm a very manly man who happens to have a favourite keyboard shortcut.
And a rather natty beard.
Hey, look, a beard is what makes a man. I notice that you do not have a beard.
I do not have a beard.
Therefore, you cannot be as manly a man as me. Do you have a favourite keyboard shortcut?
I do not.
You don't? You should give it some consideration. Satisfying. Control-Shift-Escape. It's such a good combination for you.
Please, I will show you my friends and my life sometime, and then you may realise why I don't have a beard or a keyboard shortcut.
I'm wearing shorts as well. It's not even summer.
It's not summer. It's actually quite cold in here this evening. So we've had quite a good chat about the...
Chuck Norris has a beard. There we go. Someone's just tweeted Chuck Norris has
Chuck
a beard.
Chuck Norris does have a beard, indeed. And beards on some people are impressive.
It's the Geekly Chronicles! More awesome than the Geekly Chronicles! Because we're so meta!
There we go.
There we are. We are.
Fresh start.
We are.
We are the Geekly Chronicles. So, there was a launch yesterday.
There was
a big press event, lots of tweets.
I saw there was something going on. I saw lots of hilarious tweets, actually. Lots of people being very sarcastic.
Yes, very, very witty tweeting going on. PC Pro had some really quite funny tweets as well. Lots of really great things. Lots of very mixed tweets as well. So I saw lots of, as with any of these launches, you get the fanboys and the anti-fanboys. And so you had the people that were just, oh my God, so amazing, best thing ever, no, don't need oxygen anymore. And then you have the people like, oh, it's obviously rubbish. And then you had like...
They speak just like that.
Exactly. Probably. And then you had the rest of the... you have the rest of the people kind of in the middle that were giving their opinion, their valid opinion, and... Yeah.
It's quite funny. Keyboard warriors can tend to come out of the woodwork at any major event launch, positive and negative.
Keyboard warriors?
Keyboard warriors. People that can only be hard men with loud voices and, you know, strong opinions when they're sat behind a keyboard. But they would never say it to you in real life.
Yeah, that's very true.
Keyboard Warriors.
Keyboard Warriors. I'll remember that one.
Yeah.
So what did you think, listeners, of the iPad launch last night? George said that Apple released iOS 5.1 at the same time. They did. It was not just iPad. There was also Apple TV, and there was their 5.1 update. I haven't had a chance to try out the iOS 5.1 update yet. Have
I
you?
I have,
have,
yes.
You? Any good?
I can honestly say that I have noticed absolutely no difference whatsoever, apart from the camera, which is slightly different, but not in a jaw-dropping way.
Okay.
That's about sums it up. It's possibly a little bit quicker.
Yeah, so I mean, George says that it's actually pretty snappy. I mean, I don't know what device that's running on. I mean, you're running it on your iPad 2, right?
Yes, yeah.
So that's that kind of thing. Maybe there's not as much of a difference on there as there is on maybe an iPhone. I don't know.
I mean, as I say, my iPad 2's always been pretty snappy, always, you know, been quite reliable.
John says battery. Either it uses more of it or less of it, but that's just a statement with 3 exclamation marks.
Actually, I have to agree. That is one thing I did notice, is that it seemed to stay on 100% for a really, really long time.
So it might not actually be a battery change, just that they've changed the battery indicator to say that it's 100% until it gets to
zero.
Oh, you've got battery. No, you don't. It's just a binary switch now.
Yeah.
So I will try that out later. I will update my iDevices to the newer iOS.
Yeah.
Call that launch. Any other features of the new iOS that you love? George says that his iPhone 4S used to lag quite a bit. Now it hardly lags at all. Well, I love technology that hardly lags at all.
Hardly
lags at
all. Doesn't lag at all, just hardly lags at all.
Now, Liam, quite a controversial statement. You have to be quite lazy to use a tablet. What's wrong with sitting at a desktop?
You can't sit at a desktop on the loo. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
That's certainly what many people use their iPad-style devices for. I'm tweeting on the toilet.
I've never done that.
Have you never tweeted on the loo?
No, I've tweeted on the loo. I've never tweeted that I'm on the loo on the loo. I will do for you. Next time I'm on the loo, I'll tweet at you saying, "Hey, Ben, I am tweeting you from the loo."
Lovely. So tablets are the ultimate squat and surf device, it seems. and lots of other people. Chris says, no distortion field at all. They were all stuttering left, right and centre. Interesting commentary on the launch last night. Alex says, the entire event was lulzy. Now, lulzy is obviously getting into the Oxford English Dictionary.
Lulzy. No, Sean
says, tweet from the seat. I like that. That's not quite squat and surf. It's tweet from the seat.
I like that because that could be anything. Only people who are in the know would know what that meant. Like a secret club for seat tweeters.
No, I'm pretty sure that people would get what that meant pretty quickly.
Just don't geotag them.
When life gives you a keyboard, make a bunny rabbit.
There's another tweet coming.
Yeah, I'm not going to read that out on air. But Connor, yes, that's quite an amusing tweet. And Dean says, what's the difference between an iPad 2 and the new one? 1G. I tweet on the loo. I hope that tweet didn't come from the loo. But thanks for enlightening us as to your personal habits there, Dean. The upgrades are nice, but they're not revolutionary. More like an iPad 2S, not a 3.
Well, that's actually a really good point. I mean, we were saying before the show, I have an iPad 2. I'm pretty pleased with it. The iPad that's not the 3, the iPad new.
New pad is
okay, but there's nothing in there that's making me go, I need to buy it. I must have the Retina display because I'm super awesome.
Well, let's focus on that display for a minute. I mean, it's nice. You see what I did there? It's really nice. It's lovely. It looks amazing. But then if you look at some of the other tablets that are out there, there have been some Android tablets out that have had really nice, not quite Retina display kind of pixel density, but some really nice resolution screens out there. And the iPad has almost been lagging behind some of those other screens before. So I'm really pleased to see the screen upgrade on the iPad. It kind of brings it up to where some other tablets have been.
See, for me, the screen is not necessarily the biggest selling point for me. There are other features I'd like to see.
Well, no, but I have high resolution monitors on everything else I do, and when I use an iPad, I notice that it's not quite, it's not quite there. It's you can tell that it's a little bit pixelated. Having used an iPhone 4 with a Retina display, and then using something like an iPad, you can tell the difference. At least I can.
But hang on, but I put it to you. So yeah, okay, you can tell the difference. I'll be completely honest. you can tell a difference. But have you ever sat there, having been a former iPad owner yourself, have you ever sat there and when using your iPad thought to yourself, God damn, I wish this had a higher resolution. These pixels are really bugging me. You've never done that.
Oh, I know, I did.
Really?
Then I'm a bit
or maybe
weird.
Maybe you. But it's never really crossed my mind. It does everything I want it to do. I just couldn't justify upgrading.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I've no doubt the screen looks fantastic. And I'm sure I will pick one up and play with it and love it, because I'm like that with gadgets. That's why I absolutely love every kind of gadget and everything that comes out of every technology company all the time.
What I will say about the iPad versus an Android equivalent is that the iPad's consistently smooth. I've used an Android tablet and that is prone to lagging.
Well, and this is the difference between Android and iOS, right? In that you've got a very, very controlled experience with Apple products. And some people really dislike that, but it gives that really, really slick, really smooth experience, yeah. which does appeal to a lot of people. That said, I have used some newer Android tablets, and they are just as nice. I mean, they're very, very slick. Darren and Alex saying it's not quad core. It's quad core graphics. The CPU is still the same 2-core chip that it had in it before, but with quad core graphics now, so to obviously cope with the higher screen resolution.
We're back into that FUD thing again, though. All quad this and dual that and cores.
I'd imagine similar performance, but obviously, you know, it's got a higher res screen, which would take up more resources, so they've compensated, and I'd imagine it will perform about the same. Slightly heavier as well, I believe.
Slightly heavier and slightly thicker, I think.
But when you're packing a bit of extra tech in there, it's very difficult to shave off.
No, see, I was thinking about this. I don't think it's anything to do with the extra tech. I think they've made the minute change, because then you have to buy new accessories for it.
No, I don't know. I can't comment on that.
If I was a marketer, that's what I'd do. Heck, you know. See that lovely sleeve? No. See your lovely sleeve you've just bought? Well, now it's a millimetre too thin.
No, potentially. I mean, if you buy the neoprene-y stuff like I tend to do anyway, it stretches about a bit.
Well, true.
I've had the same case for just about every slate or tablet that I've ever owned.
Shows.
None.
Shows.
Yeah. I had to Google FUD again. Forgot what it meant. Oh, George, FUD is one of those great terms. George thinks iOS is greater than Android. You may disagree. Please feel free to take it up with George on Twitter.
directly.
Yes. Lots of really... Dean, it wasn't that horrible a joke. I thought it was funny. It wasn't, and I wasn't tweeting from the loo. It was funny. It did make us laugh.
I'm just reading.
Yeah, I'm reading Twitter as well.
You know what you really need to stop reading? Because we are presenting a show.
Yeah, we are.
Otherwise, it's just us silent while we read Twitter.
And now here's a tumbleweed. Absolutely. So I think that there are quite a few people that have said that maybe they were a little disappointed with the news that came out of the launch last night. I think that, you know, not every launch event is going to have magic. Sometimes upgrades are just upgrades.
Well, Paul Daniels was busy, so, you know.
very interesting, certainly, to see Tim's first big kind of iPad-style keynote in charge of Apple as well.
Oh, I mean, this whole post-Steve Jobs, pre-Steve Jobs, a launch is a launch. I mean, come on. You can't judge him by his predecessor, you know, too much. Like, Steve Jobs was a great presenter. This guy will have done a good job. But I don't, you know.
Well, yeah, I don't want to start judging people by other people. That's true. Connor says, I do not agree, George, but you have your opinions and that's okay. Now, very diplomatic. And Will says, in my opinion, iOS is simpler and easier to use, but I prefer Android for the customization out of the box. And it's something that a lot of people say as well. And it will be really interesting to see where that Windows 8 consumer preview that we talked about earlier comes into play, because you've got two kind of mobile operating systems that have evolved into tablet style operating systems, and the Windows 8 is kind of going the other way and is a kind of full fat operating system, if you like, that has been distilled down into something that will run on a tablet or slate. So really interesting to see the reactions that people have to those things, and I think when we get closer to that launching, whoever who knows when that'll be, But when we get closer to that launching, I think there'll be some really interesting things around around that too.
Oh no, definitely. It will certainly disrupt the market, I think, is the best way to put it.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was the iPad launch. We've got a whole plethora of other...
That's a good word.
Plethora. Yes.
Plethora.
If you need to define that, please feel free. What is the dictionary definition of plethora?
Do you know, I'm not a dictionary, but if you want to look it up while I talk...
James,
then you can...
define plethora. I'll look it up.
Oh,
you
you'll
talk.
Look it
you
up.
Talk.
Plethora. Plethora.
Plethora.
That's how I say it.
Plethora.
A lot of things, like a plethora of cables, a mass of them. Yeah.
It's the Geekly Chronicles with Ben and James. They know the rules, and so do you.
So some great tweets have been coming in from everyone. Tom says he doesn't feel bad about listening to us instead of doing French revision for tomorrow. Tom, je ne sais quoi.
Do you even know what that means?
I don't know what.
Yes, that is what it means.
Yes, it is. I did take French GCSE, so you don't remember some of it.
I remember other bits of it.
That's good. Between us, we might know some French.
I've forgotten what all the animals are.
I remember à quelle heure part le train, which is what time does the train leave, and de quel quai part le train, is what platform does the train leave on.
C'est ennuyeux. That's it's boring, I think.
Ah, qui aime poisson dans la toilette?
Why did you put the fish down the loo?
Is there a fish in the toilet?
Oh, okay. I don't think so. Do you have fish?
No, actually, I don't. Cats, and they might
maybe
catch
they've
fish.
Put fish down your toilet.
And put fish down the toilet.
Anyway,
where's the Doors? I'm sure they did a touch song. Liam, I suggested the Doors earlier, and apparently not enough people would know what the song is. So take that, James. Next time, I think I'll play the Doors.
Hey, I suggested Genesis. No one knows who Genesis is.
Tumbleweed.
Yeah.
Shad says this song is good, but I don't like the idea of losing touch devices.
No. No, that would be decidedly expensively bad.
J'adore un petit peu de la ass geekly. Ah, Tom, j'adore un petit déjeuner too.
I like small peas.
Of the ask geekly.
I don't understand.
Nor do I. We like small...
No, petit pois is small peas,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, petit peu is little... Per, what's per?
Little bit.
Little bit. He likes a little bit of Ask Geekly. You don't like a lot of Ask Geekly? I'm hurt. Dean says, I didn't receive results, but I've been told I need to do well in science. Been told I should do GCSE. Hope there's an app to help.
What?
I know, I can't read that.
Should do German...
GCSE. I should do German as GCSE. There we go. Sorry for no spaces in last week. Limited characters. I see. We should just get rid of spaces altogether. It would save us a lot of time.
Just condense everything into one long word.
Uh-huh. James says, I agree. Play the Doors. Fantastic. Now, Will, I've been making 127.0.0.1 feel more like home. Will, you win the award for the most amusing, most geeky tweet of the evening. I'd forgotten what we were going to do. Oh, Will, you've won our award of the best tweet of the evening.
That's
a
really
good
tweet.
I like that. That was slightly more staged than it should have been.
See, Craig, he's with me. Loads of people know Genesis, he hopes, still. I'm just going with Genesis.
Shad says, my PE teacher doesn't know how to use computers and he types like this with no spaces in between all of the words.
Oh, and people that press caps lock instead of shift to just do one capital letter. People that can't type.
Waste so much time. Trying to introduce a bit of sophistication on Ask Geekly. Failing, but I'm sure we'll get there someday. Ah, Tom, regular listener. Yes, someday we will be sophisticated. And Lucas says... Lucas, please let us know what you've said and we'll read it out on air.
I don't know what that is. It looks...
Polish, I think.
Really?
I think it might be.
I'm going to go with that. Yeah, Polish or gibberish.
I should get an A star for putting up with Geekly's disturbing songs and James Siri.
James Siri?
From George. George, we will give you an A star in Geekly.
Yeah, Yeah, we can award that.
You must be so proud.
We are the official awarding body of Geekly.
The Geekly. Alexander. Hello, Alex, who plays rugby and guitar. Has started listening to us, I think, perhaps for the first time this week. It's great to have you as a listener. Thank you. Will, yes, you do win. And it's Polish, and Tom says it's funny because he says he doesn't understand what I said.
Connor says the Chromebook doesn't even have a caps lock. Is that right? Every keyboard has a caps lock.
The advantages of a Chromebook. How is not having a caps lock an advantage?
That's
how are
not
you supposed to flame people on forums
what
with
they,
no caps
exactly?
lock?
What if you had to type a long sentence in capital letters? You just have to keep a little finger like stretched out on a shift key.
Yeah, that would be annoying. It'd be like, my fingers hurt!
Good for your dexterity, though.
Yeah.
So is playing the piano.
I have a piano.
So do I.
You have an electric piano.
I do, but it's a proper piano still. Like, it's not a keyboard.
No, true. We should jam. We should have the Geekly Jam on the show tonight.
Yeah, you've never heard me play.
No, is that because you can't?
No, I can. I'm just spectacularly bad at it.
I see. Fair enough.
I only play with my headphones on so that only I can hear how bad it is. I cry.
Plethora.
That does sound like me.
It does sound
That's
like
me. We didn't record that. That genuinely is the sound off the website. Maybe they record me in my sleep.
Connor says you have to be pretty angry with a shift key. It's pretty calming.
Okay. Shift key?
Shotgun making the software for an on-screen caps lock for Chromebooks. Feels like a bit of an extra step, really.
It does. But I'd like to see that.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Will, you'll have to send us a link.
Will it work offline, though?
Oh, I don't know. So, here are... there's a whole bunch of your... whole bunch of your tweets that we've just read out there, which is very cool. Lots of other cool stuff going on as well. I want to draw your attention to the getgeekly.com website. We would like you to write more stuff for us. And we've got some articles up there at the moment. We would love to publish, I don't know, two or three a day of these things. And we want you to write them for us. So please, if you want to talk about, I don't know, the Windows 8 consumer preview, or, you know, your view on Android versus iOS versus Windows, or even, you know, something non-slatey, talk about phones, talk about business, talk about youth technology, whatever it is you want to talk about, write something for us. Our editor is Sean, that's Spooner Sean on Twitter. Email any of us, ben@getgeekly.com, sean@getgeekly.com. James@getgeekly.com.
You forgot my name.
I didn't. I was taking a pause for breath.
Is that a long pause? Still pausing? You're going blue. You can breathe now.
Shad says, can I do app reviews? Yes.
Yes. Yes. You can even write an app and tell us about it. That'd be pretty cool.
Absolutely. Dean says, ick word in...
That's German.
GCSE, gut, when, itch, verwenden, can, Google Translate, ftwa.
There we go. If Ben was just submitting himself to be a German spy, we now know that he can't do a German accent. So you can be discounted from that. Can you do a German accent?
No.
No.
Oh, and there's a lovely little twit pic there from our new listener, Alex.
I'm just going to open that.
Yeah, it's lovely. I will do app reviews. I pay too much for them anyway.
No, app reviews are cool. We want to know what's a good app for which is your favourite platform.
Yes,
every time I start talking, you do something that is going to take a lot longer for you to complete, like a yawn, and then I run out of things to say, and it's all silent.
We'll start a three-course meal.
Yeah.
Connor says, can I write about awesome startups? My own, then conveniently forget to write more. Yeah, please.
Well, don't conveniently forget to write more, though.
No, write more. Don't. It will be inconveniencing
exactly.
us if you forgot to write
exactly.
more.
Yeah. No. So, yes, lots. We want your content for the website. After all, the whole thing is driven by you guys. So, without you guys, there wouldn't be any content.
This is very true. So a huge congratulations to everyone that got exam results today. Absolutely huge if they were good.
And commiserations if they were bad. But don't worry, it's not the end of the world. If I can survive life with really bad grades, everyone can.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, you're all awesome. And I say that a lot. Joe says, so very happy that I can now write for the Geekly Chronicles. Please, please do. I would absolutely love for you to write some stuff for us for the Geekly Chronicles.
Just to reiterate, because in case a couple of people have missed it, the email addresses to get content on the website are...
Sean@getgeekly.com.
And
that's Sean...
S-E-A-N.
sean@getgeekly.com. That's Sean, our editor. And if you want to contact James or I, it is ben@getgeekly.com.
Yep.
And james@getgeekly.com.
Yeah. Twitter handles?
At BenNUK.
At James B. Marshall.
And at Ask Geekly for the show.
Exactly. There we go. That's just about everything. That's how you can get in touch with us. So we expect you to. Otherwise, we'll be very disappointed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's not the end of the world unless the Mayans get it right.
Apparently so.
Says James.
And Tim has asked us to shout out Pronto.im, Conair's new startup. I've no idea what it is, and apparently the website doesn't work just now, but very cool. We've announced it.
We have. We'd love to know more about it, though.
I just tried going to the website.
Maybe if I put a www in front of it, does that work?
No. I tried a HTTP. This is live trying stuff on air, and apparently that just took me to Facebook.
No.
I think autocomplete was turned on there. We should talk a little gaming. Yes, we should, Shad. If you would like to come on the show next time and talk about gaming... Let's do that. So don't forget, we don't just want content for the website. We would love some more content to feature on the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's not just us, but there'll also be the Roundtable podcast.
Absolutely. Keep an eye on the website for more information about that. And if you don't necessarily want to write an article, but you'd like to do a video review, an audio review, something like that, put that together, send it to Sean. That would be awesome. We will feature on our website.
We will. And there's loads of stuff there, so, you know, fill your boots and you'll get featured.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to The Geekly Chronicles, a Geekly production by Ben Nunney and James Marshall, engineered and recorded by Alex Livier and the team at Studio 2.